It's our great privilege today to be back with you here on the radio program this Sunday afternoon. We're just grateful to God how he's blessing and moving and touching lives. We give him all the praise and all the honor for what he's doing. And we thank you today for tuning us in here again on our broadcast today. We're coming from the Mount Zion Pentecostal Church right here, Pembroke, North Carolina. We hope and trust today that the word of the Lord will be a blessing to those that are listening, maybe in riding down the road or in your house, wherever you may be today. It is our desire that God's word will accomplish that he sends it out to do, that pleases the Lord. We thank you today, each one of you that have responded to us here on our broadcast, different words of encouragement that you have spoken, different ones that's listening on a weekly basis. We're thankful for that. God bless you for all that you do and your support here on the radio program. We're here every Sunday from 12:30 until 1 o'clock, and we're ministering the Word of God, preaching the old-time way, amen, of living holy before the Lord, and we believe in that. God's Word is holy from cover to cover. And I believe today that he desires for us to be ye holy, even as I, the Lord God, am holy. Amen. So we pray today that God's word has been feeding those that are hungry, those that are weary, those that are unsaved. We pray that God's word will prick their heart, deal with them, bring old-time conviction upon their heart, that they'll see their need to come and be saved and be born again. I said last week, and I still would like to say again this week, praise God, I don't believe we can say it too much, Jesus is soon to return. Our Lord and Savior that went away, praise God, he's coming again in like manner. And he's coming for those who have their lamps trimmed and burning, waiting on him, looking for him, anticipating him today. If you're not looking for the coming of the Lord, he is coming in an hour in which men think not. You better get ready because Jesus is soon to return. Praise God. As it was in the days of Lot, as it was in the days of Noah, so shall it be in the day of the coming of the Son of Man. We see the signs all around us today, just like it was back then. And I think today it's probably worse. For if the works that have been done in this generation would have been done in Sodom and Gomorrah, the Bible said they would have repented long ago. Friend, we are without excuse. We have churches near about on every corner. We're in the dispensation of the Holy Ghost. God has given us grace. And so today, if you don't know God, and you have to leave here and stand before him, old man, thou art inexcusable. Whosoever thou art. Today is the day of salvation, friend. It's time to get serious about your soul. Amen. Think about where you're going to spend eternity. Give your heart and life to God. We're coming, as I said, from the Mount Zion Pentecostal Church here in Pembroke, North Carolina. We'd like to give you an invitation anytime to come be with us. We're having Sunday school every Sunday morning at 9:30. Preaching somewhere around the hour of 11 o'clock. We're here every Sunday night at 7 o'clock. And we always have preaching, Lord willing, if the service goes that way. Also, Wednesday night, 7:30, we're here having church. And we invite you to come. If you're looking for a good church, Bible-believing, Bible-preaching church, we believe in the old King James Version of God's holy word. It is the infallible word of God. Inerrant word of God. It is without flaw. Thank God for it. Amen. I tell you today, I'm thankful in such an hour of instability, in such an hour where people don't know which way to go, what to turn. We have a foundation today that God has given us that stands sure. This word of God, heaven and earth shall pass away, but the word of God is a solid foundation. And I'm thankful for it. Amen. I have somewhere to go. I go to the rock. I go to the Word. In the beginning was the Word. The Word was with God. The Word was God. I thank God for his precious Word today. And that's what we preach here at Mount Zion. Praise God. We believe in it from cover to cover. And I tell you, friend, we don't try to preach outside of God's word. We preach within the lids of God's word. And if you do that, you have a full-time job from Genesis to Revelations, preaching what thus saith the word of God. It's not my opinion. It's not your opinion. Praise God. But when we face God, the books is going to be open, and we're going to be judged by the things recorded therein. Thank God. So today we invite you to come anytime and be with us here in our services. If you have a need in your life, if you're needing prayer, special touch from God, we're here to pray for you. Feel free to call us at any time, 910-536-3358. And we'll be glad to take your request before the Lord. Let the church know about your need, and we'll be praying about that need. Praise God. We appreciate all that God's doing. If you'd like to contact us, feel free to do so. If you're coming from Lumberton on Highway 72, if you'd like directions to our church, coming back toward Red Springs on Highway 72, you'll cross through Maynard Center, cross over the railroad tracks, First Church on the left, Mount Zion Pentecostal Church. We invite you to come. Be with us any time during these services. God is truly blessing. We're seeing souls saved and sanctified and filled with the Holy Ghost. And we thank God for those that have testified of the healing power of God. Somebody told me some time ago that miracles went out with the apostles and with the disciples. But they've come too late to tell me, friend. I've seen God work miracles. He's still healing. God's still moving. And I'm thankful for that. Praise God. We thank you today for, again, tuning us in here at the broadcast. Tell a friend. Tell somebody about the broadcast. We're here every Sunday from 12:30 until 1 o'clock. Praise the Lord. So at this time today, we're going to go into a message here that I have preached in the sanctuary here at the church. God bless you, and we hope that the Word of God will touch your life today.
To you tonight about David, even as he girded himself with this linen ephod, and David had, amen, saw the Ark of the Covenant returning back to Jerusalem. Amen. And David began to dance before the Lord. Amen. Sounding the trumpet. Praise God. And there we find, amen, David's wife, Michal. The Bible said she was looking out of her window. There she was in her palace, in her fine living. She wasn't interested in what David was interested in. Come on, church. I'm preaching on two hearts. Amen. Beating in different directions. David's heart, amen, was that God's presence, amen, would come back into Israel. Amen. That the Ark of the Covenant would return back. But Michal was looking out of her window, amen, from her fine living, amen, her prestige living, amen, comfort zone, looking down at David dancing before the Lord because the presence of God was coming back to its rightful place. Oh, God help me. Hallelujah. And the Bible said she looked and saw David leaping and dancing before the Lord, and she despised him in her heart. Sister Diane, amen, what an awful way to have to live in a home. Amen, where you are the king and you're desiring the blessings of God upon a nation. And your wife, all she's studying, amen, is the place where I live. The title that I have. Come on. Amen. She wasn't worried about, amen, the presence of God. And she looked down there and she saw David dancing before the Lord. And in my mind, I thought, Amen. Maybe she thought in her mind, I never saw Daddy do nothing like that before. Come on. Praise God. 42 years, my dad was the king of Israel. I never seen him dance like that before. Praise God. Amen. That's foolish. That's overboard. Amen. There's no sense in that. And she despised her husband. Amen. As he was desiring the will of God in their home and in his nation and in his life. Glory to God. I'm going somewhere tonight if the Lord would help me. Oh, glory. Amen. As she began to rebuke David, and she said, how glorious was the king of Israel today to uncover himself today in the eyes of thine handmaids and of his servants and of one of the vain fellows shamelessly uncovered himself. Oh, amen. But I like what David said back to Micah. Praise God. It was before the Lord. Glory to God. Help me, Lord. Help me, Lord. Amen. I'm just going to use this for an illustration. I don't know whether David ever danced with Michael before or not. Amen. But in my mind, I thought he probably thought in himself, now, Micah, amen, I've slow danced with you before. Amen. But I just want you to know I wasn't dancing, amen, in front of anybody, and I wasn't dancing with anybody. Amen. This dance that I had, amen, this dance is before the Lord. Oh, glory, 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 glory. Amen. I just seemed to me, I don't believe, amen, that penetrated with Saul's daughter. I don't believe that affected her at all. Amen. She wasn't worried about, amen, what God thought. Amen. All she wanted to do, amen, was just have a title and a name. Everybody look up to us. We're king of Israel. Amen. And now David's went out there and she said, you foolishly have uncovered yourself before all of Israel. But David said, woman, this dance has been before the Lord. This has been before the Lord, which chose me before, amen, thy father. Glory to God. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Amen. I guess that probably rubbed the raw a little bit there. Amen. When David said, the Lord chose me, amen, before thy father. Your father might have ruled and reigned for 40 years. Amen. But the God of heaven, he chose me, that little old shepherd boy. Amen. That little old ruddy boy. That boy that was on the backside of the desert, keeping his father's sheep, of the Lord chose me. The Lord had picked me, amen, to be king over Israel. Micah, you might have been used to the palace, but I haven't forgot where I come from. Come on. Amen. You might have been raised in the palace for 40-something years, and your father gave you everything you ever wanted. Amen. You ate out of a silver spoon. Amen. But I've come from the backside of a desert. Amen. Keeping my father's sheep. And I know who put me here. It was none other, amen, than God himself. Amen. And I'm going to dance. And I'm going to shout. And I'm going to give him the glory and the honor that he deserves. Oh, hallelujah. 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 when it is of God. Now I'm going to get down to preach to you a little bit. When it's of God, you better mind fighting against the Lord. Come on, church. Glory to God. Glory to God. Amen. David was worried about one thing in his house, one thing in his country, one thing in his nation. He desired God's presence. He desired God to be there. Even more than he wanted title and position, he wanted God. Hallelujah. Amen. Micah didn't understand that. She made fun. She belittled her husband, the one that God put in that position. And the Bible said that Micah, Saul's daughter, had no child until the day of her death. She defied God. Her heart was being pulled in another direction than the mind of God. Hallelujah. This is where many of our homes are lying in tonight. Lord God. This is the reason why we are seeing such devastation with this young generation of our day, the young children that's coming up in our day. Amen. We've got to get our homes back in order. We've got to get our homes together. We've got to pull together. As Sunday morning we went coming through the service here, and it was very unusual. Some of you that's just come Sunday morning, amen, we don't never operate like this too much, but Sunday morning, Brother Chris was speaking. Amen. The Lord was using him, and he would stop, and it would be like the Lord would use me. And when I stopped, the Lord would use Brother Chris. And I told him, I said, I felt like we were a team of mules, and we were pulling the plow together. Amen. Sunday morning, praise God. Amen. Well, you know, I thought about our homes. Amen. How that we need a togetherness. Praise God. Oh, amen. We are fighting the very imps of hell. We are coming against the very forces of hell. Amen. And the devil knows if he can win the battle at home, he's got the church. Amen. Oh, glory. Amen. But when we kept the unity at home, amen, and we are working together, amen, in the home, amen, when we pray, our prayers will ascend to the Lord. Hallelujah. When we come to the house of God, amen, we can worship, amen, with a true heart unto the Lord. Glory to God. But hearts are pulling in different directions. I got to talk to you about a couple of things the Lord's laid upon my heart tonight. David desired, you remember him saying that? One thing have I desired of the Lord, and that will I seek after, that I will dwell in the house of God all the days of my life. One thing! Glory to God. Amen. I thought about, and I want you to listen to me, Mom and Daddy. I want you to listen to me, parents, and those that's here tonight. Amen. I thought about one man. Amen. He looked at his children one day and he said, children, amen, I want you to know you're going to college. That's no option. You are going. Amen. Before I go into this tonight, I want to tell you I'm an advocate of education. I want my children to go to college. Praise God. Amen. But more than I want them to go to college, amen, there's something I got to tell you a little bit about. I'm preaching on how sometimes our hearts can be torn in two different directions. He said, young lady, daughter, you're going to college. There's no option. You're going. Amen. So when she graduated high school, amen, she done as daddy said. And she did want to go to college. That was her desire to go. Amen. But as she was in college, she looked at her dad and she said, Dad, I can't go to church Sunday. I have to study for my finals. Praise God. And so do you know what Dad done? Dad didn't say a word to daughter. Dad didn't say a thing to her. Amen. I wanted you to go to college. Amen. Now, amen, college is taking up so much time that she don't have time to go to church Sunday because she has to study for her finals. Amen. I want to tell you, church, David said there's one thing that's vitally important. Church, mama, daddy, listen to me. Amen. There's a reason why I haven't marched my son down to sign up for Little League. Amen. It's not important for me, amen, to me that he becomes entwined with the world. It's not important to me that he becomes a good ball player. Amen. But there is something that is vitally important to me. Oh, that he has and keeps and maintains a desire. Amen. To dwell in the house of God. To stay in the presence of the Lord. I'm preaching to you tonight. The devil will get you torn in two different directions. But when you started out for Jesus, amen, you said, I'll go all the way. Come on. Come on. Hallelujah. 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 Oh, Abraham, I know he will not. He will lead his family in the ways of God. Hallelujah. We have a responsibility tonight that we hold up our commitment to God first. Amen. We are seeing a generation, a time where the presence of God in their life is not crucial to them no more. Oh, amen. I know we have to make a living. I know, amen, we've got to make money. Hallelujah. But I appreciate that brother right back there tonight that has taken a stand. And he said, I'm going to stand for God. Hallelujah. First, amen. The Bible said, any man that having forsake husbands and wives and lands, amen, and homes. And he said, yea, even his own life. The Bible said, he shall gain 100-fold. Amen. In this life. And in the world to come, there will be nothing that you sacrifice for God that he will not pay you back and reward you. Amen. If you'll be faithful to him. Oh, hallelujah. Hallelujah. I don't like that kind of preaching, Brother Andrew. I'm going to tell you this much. I'm going to tell you the words of David. And I'm as serious as a heart attack tonight. I'm preaching this before the Lord. And it'll face you on judgment. Glory to God. You're preaching it, Brother Smith, because you know I'm here. I'm telling you, the Lord's put this burden on my heart. Let's see the end results of you doing it your own way. Let's see the end results. Amen. Of you deciding your own thoughts. Michael said, it's foolishness what you've done. God said, you're not going to have a child the rest of your days. I'm preaching to you tonight. The home is serious. You're going to give an account to God for your home. Don't fall out with me tonight, but if you've got children under the age of 18 years old and they're not in the house of God tonight, I want to ask you, where are they? Amen. Where are they at? Oh, God help me. I'm so tired of this that I hear people that tells me, Brother Smith, I'm going to let my children decide and make up their own mind, amen, what they're going to do, amen, the way they're going to go. I'm just going to let them do that. Amen. I want to tell you, friend, tonight, oh, amen, God's given you that responsibility. Come on. Glory to God. Glory to God. I don't mean to be ugly, and I don't mean to be mean. Glory to God. But some of you shouting over the top of what I'm preaching. Come on. You know why you shouting over? Because God is helping. God's giving you mercy. God's helping you. But how can we shout over the fact, amen, that our children is just about, amen, to lose out with God? Amen. They're just about to go out, amen, into the world of sin. Hallelujah. Amen. And it don't stir us. It don't move us. My God. Amen. I'm preaching to you tonight. We need a revival in our household.
Praise the Lord. We appreciate the word of the Lord today. It's an hour that we need a move of God, and we need a togetherness in this generation. Is there not a cause? We have children that we're raising up. We want to raise them up for the Lord. We'd like to see them carry on the church if the Lord should tarry. We want to see the work of the Lord continue. Praise God. And it's going to continue only if our children get on the rock, get an experience with God. I pray today that you have felt the burden through the Word of God, and that you'll see the need of seeking God to move in our homes. So many people is dealing with divided homes. And the Bible teaches us a house divided against itself cannot stand. Truly, we need the unity of God today. Mama, Daddy, you need to be together, praying together, seeking God together, carrying a burden for your children. Praise the Lord. As Jesus was being crucified and Jesus was being led to that place where he would be crucified, he looked at those that were weeping and he said, "Weep not for me, but weep for yourselves and for your children." Praise God. I pray today that the word of the Lord has stirred your heart again. Certainly, we need God to move in this generation. Our schools need a move of God. Praise God. Our homes need a move of God. These young people are being introduced to things today at such a young age. And when they go to school, when they go to daycare, wherever they're going, they're dealing with all kinds of things. But when they come back home, it is to be a place, a safe haven, a place where the Spirit of the Lord dwells, praise God, where you can instill in them and nurture in them the love of God. Praise the Lord. We appreciate you today. This is Pastor Andrew Smith with the Mount Zion Pentecostal Church, located right here on Highway 72, Pembroke, North Carolina. We'll be back here again, Lord willing, next week from 12:30 until 1 o'clock. Until then, may God bless you is our humble prayer.